The Marius Jacotot School Complex. We are in front of the building that houses the Marius Jacotot School Complex. Some call it the Red School because of the bricks used to build it. Who do you think was chosen for the construction of this building? We're in the 1930s. Yes, that's right. You've got it. Once again, the contract went to the Niermans brothers.
For this school, we had to cope with land on a severe slope which overlooks the Seine Valley. The frame of the building is made up of concrete with brick facing on the façade. Obviously, this required major foundations, as well as the shoring up of the mound itself, which was covered in brick all the way to the top. Jean and I also wanted to give this work a certain modernity. That's where the idea of using a cruise liner style of architecture came from. Look at this succession of terraces resembling a ship's bridge. You can see it, can't you?
Work was completed in 1938. The inauguration took place on July the 9th. The school was named after Marius Jacotot, the town's mayor from 1925 to 1930. Take a look at the façade. Its modern aspect is emphasized by successive recesses and by the contrast created by the cubic forms and the curves of the rotundas. Light is given an important role. Daylight plays on the glass surfaces and blocks. The classrooms face due south. You will spot the presence of a bas-relief by Henri Lagrifoule, who won the Prix de Rome's first prize for sculpture in 1932. It's entitled, Child, Here Are Your Treasures, and provides a break from the horizontal, continuous rows of panes on the façade. Inside, the walls are covered in sandstone, and the iron and bakelite furniture that used to be here was the work of Pierre Perron. The interior design had an educational purpose. Frescoes recounting fairy tales of Fontaine's fables decorated the nursery school classroom walls, and red, white, and blue flags proudly adorn the corridors of the primary school. The building has three sections, the primary schools for boys and girls, a nursery school, and refectories. The playgrounds, covering an area of 4,000 square meters, are planted with trees. And the final touch? The school is equipped with a separate swimming pool whose roof forms part of the playground. Who says you can't walk on water? In Puteaux, it's possible even for the very young. Okay, carry on down the Rue Charles Lorilleux. When you reach the Rue de République, turn right and stand in front of the arches of the Résidence Charles Lorilleux. Please continue your visit. See you soon!